I do only good. Wow, what a statement to make. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, University of Philosophy here in Campo, California, Absolute Monastery here in Campo, California, and many, many other wonderful things, bringing you the Absolute Philosopher. And the Absolute Philosopher tonight is going to talk about I do only good. Now, how in the world can anyone do only good? How can anyone not step on a fly or a flea or an ant? How can anyone not eat something? You know, like you open your mouth as you're riding along in the golf cart and flies fly in your mouth. Yeah, and they fly in your eyes and they fly in your ears and you swallow sometimes, you know. Well, you just murdered a couple of bugs. You say, well, Herb, that's very silly. Yeah, it is silly, but it's true. We are constantly going wrong, doing things that we have said we would never do. We said we'd never do that, and we do it. Now, why do we say we'd never do it? Do you realize what makes food food? Food is made by little seeds that are growing in the ground with animal manure and all sorts of other types of manure and things from the trees, the droppings of the leaves and the various other things, and we eat that, you know, we eat that. We think that is just wonderful. And more than that, we take live animals and we kill them so that we can eat them. Now, we think that's just wonderful too. And yet we say we would never kill something. I like so many women, they say, I would never kill a cow or a cat or a horse. I cannot kill a chicken. It's got, my husband's got to do that, or somebody else has to do it. I can't kill a chicken and or turkey for Thanksgiving. My goodness sakes. What are we going to have for Thanksgiving, huh? A turkey? Well, now, can you kill a turkey? And, you know, it would be terrible, but you have no trouble at all eating it. You know, now the two parts of that idea don't mesh. You think it's just terrible. You think that the Donner's Pass people, some of the people ate the bodies of some of the people who died. It appeared, and we have no definite evidence except for the scratch marks on the skull, which could well have been some animal that came along and tried to eat those people. You know, after they were dead, because they were frozen, and frozen meat, that's kind of nice, you know. It didn't get bad, but yet the animals like it when it's bad. And, you know, we have all sorts of crazy ideas and crazy thoughts. We say, I would never eat human flesh, and that's probably true, but you're doing it all the time, because this dust that comes off of a Buddha that Swami Sai Baba talks about, that's his flesh. That's his cells that have died.
I ate it.
And yeah, and the cells that have died, he puts in jars and gives it to people, you know, of his cells. And I think that's just marvelous. But the thing is, you're eating human flesh in a less than bad form, but you're eating human flesh.
Concentrated form.
Concentrated form. That's the term for it. So you're eating concentrated form, human flesh. Now, you say, I would never do that. That's bad. That's evil. That's not good. Well, stop and think. People who call things evil, who call things bad, are the ones who do it. They're the ones who consciously do it, too. Because they have the conscious idea that it's bad. Now, people who live a good life, people who follow the good path, people who do good things, are so conscious of doing good things, they haven't time to think about bad things. They haven't time to empower bad ideas and bad directions in their life. They just don't know about that. And you say, well, now that's foolish, because certainly they know. Oh, do they? Do they know about it? The woman who lets the husband kill the cow and she eats the steak from it? Ooh, that steak was so good, you know. Or she eats the brains and she eats the mountain oysters, she eats all these various other things, and she thinks, yeah, that's nice, you know. And ham and eggs, you know, and bacon and eggs, and all that sort of stuff, and that grease that comes from these animal parts and what have you. Now, I'm not saying you should or shouldn't do this, but I'm saying you should be thinking about what is good. Now, does that taste good? Yes, it tastes very good. The what do I like so much? Spare ribs. The spare ribs are just delicious. And what makes spare ribs delicious? The sauce that you put on it, the barbecue sauce. Without the barbecue sauce, the spare ribs would not be so wonderful. They're just plain, ordinary spare ribs. And they're no fun. You go anywhere, and they're making spare ribs. They douse it and cover it and flood it with sauce and give you these bones with little tiny pieces of meat on it, and you think you're getting something very special. Well, you are. It tastes like spare ribs, and that's what you wanted to have. You didn't want to fill yourself up with spare ribs. You wanted to have spare rib with the barbecue sauce. Now, what is so delicious about bacon and eggs? Well, the bacon gives an aroma to the air and gives an aroma to the mealtime, and so you are enchanted by it. The eggs don't do a thing. You can fry eggs if you fry them in butter, and then you smell the butter, and the butter is always smelling so good too. And what's butter made of? What's butter made of? It's made of milk. It's made of high saturation milk, whatever you want to call it, high fat content. Cream, yeah. And it's great stuff. But now, we should, instead of being paying all this attention to the negatives, pay attention to the positives. Now, how would you like to be loved? Well, go out and love. Love every person you see, everything you see, everything that is in your world, and love it. Now, Ingeborg is telling us that she has this doll that was sent to her by Irene. And actually, Irene didn't send you that doll. Ellen and I requested that we buy it and that Irene pick it up on her way out to the store. So Irene picked it up, and then when Ellen attempted to pay her, Irene said, "This is my gift for Sylvia and Ingeborg. Please tell Sylvia and Ingeborg this is my gift for them." Well, bully for you, Irene. It was our idea, and we gave it to them, but you just paid for it, you know. Now, you see, was it bad that Irene paid for the gift? No. Was it good? No. It was just a thing. Now, is it you who's doing this or somebody else? You know, who is making something good out of it? Make a silk purse out of a sow's ear. You say, how can that ever be done? Well, very easy. Sylvia, listen to me. If you can take base metals and make them into gold with electricity, you can make a silk purse out of a sow's ear.
Oh, yeah.
You just have to know what is it that makes up a silk purse, you know. What is it that goes into silk? And I'm sure it's something quite simple. It comes out of these worms that squirt out this silk thread, and it's quite nice. So when we say you can't make a silk purse out of a sow's ear, you certainly can. You can do anything. One day, I'm sure science will figure out a way of cloning human beings or creating human beings that are really human beings with a soul in them. Science will have a factory, and the factory will be for newcomers. And how would you like to come into the body? So the soul projects this information to the scientist and say, "Scientist, I'd like to have a 10-year-old body or a 20-year-old body or you know, a little tiny baby body or whatever it pleases." And the science will say, "Made to order. What sort of health do you want? You want perfect health? What sort of mind do you want that you're going to use? A mind without a filter, you know? It lets the divine mind have perfect access to it." You say, "Well, my gosh, that's playing God. Well, how about that?" And who are you?
That's a good thing.
You are God. So you have a perfect right to play God. And we should, some people might not appreciate my saying these things, but I've never been concerned about that. Now, what is it that you would like to think of your doing? Now, Sylvia says, well, when I move onto another dimension of time and space, Sylvia, you don't have to wait. Put in your order now. Put in your order right now for the perfect body that you see for yourself, the perfect mind, perfect connection between the divine and yourself, you know, wide open, no filters. And then, Sylvia, create yourself independently wealthy. Create yourself a genius in every possible area. Create yourself speaking every language on earth in the dialect of that area. Wouldn't that be glorious to go to any place on earth and speak the local dialect? Also to speak the Hochdeutsch, so to speak, of each country too. But you not only can speak it, you can write it. And you can not only write it, you can sing it. And you have a perfect voice. My goodness sakes, Beverly Sills, watch out. You know, this is wonderful. And do these good things. These are good things. Why don't we think about them more often, you know? Isn't it wonderful? Now, you don't have to go to the scientist to get this. You go right to the divine within yourself. Get that filter out of the way. Pull those filters right off your mind so that the divine mind has total access in you. And then zing, 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 whatever you're thinking, zing, it's done, you know? Why, what a good world that would be, wouldn't it? Or would it? Just imagine you could be anything you want. Well, you're being anything you want now. You're being a jerk, you know? You're being sick, you're being big, you're being short, you're being tall, you're being a woman, you're being a man, you're being a child, you're being an old character, you know? And that's what you're being. And you can have it any way you like. Now, who is it? Saint Germain. They have stories and pictures of Saint Germain, and it shows him as a young man, always as a young man. And Babaji, you've heard about him too, always a young man. And the Buddha, he's the 27th Buddha. But according to Roy Eugene Davis, in his book that he sent me a copy of that he just got off the press, everyone has the Buddha in them. And he said, when we are expressing our original purity and integrity, then we are divine beings. I thought, hey, cool, you know? But he's taking these things right from Paramahansa Yogananda, what? from Paramahansa Yogananda's teachings, and of course, that's what Paramahansa taught. And I know he did, and I am happy to report that he did. So, you can do all sorts of good things. You see, that's what our topic is. I do only good. I have to notice that once in a while, you know. I do only good. Now, do you think it's bad to create a sick body? Stupid, not bad. Do you think it's bad to create a well body, healthy body, dynamic body, filled with energy and power, eternally, never running out of steam, indefatigable? You like that? Indefatigable? Would you like to be indefatigable,
yes.
Ingeborg?
Yes.
You know what indefatigable means,
yes.
Don't you? Absolutely no fatigue. And Sylvia? She wants to look just like she looked when she was, what, 19, 20 or something, or 30? What do you want? Well, play the game, my goodness.
Was good.
38 was good, okay. 1938. That was a good year.
No, when I was 38.
When you were 38, yeah. But were you a happy girl?
Oh, yeah.
Did you have everything going your way?
Everything.
And did you always sing happy songs and think happy thoughts? All the time. And you see, this is the way we want to be. When was our happiest time in our life? Well, that should be an eternal time. That should be our now time that never changes. It should be our eternity in the now. And this is a beautiful thing, a very beautiful thing. And it's what life is all about. And it's what we're all about. Now, can you believe that?
Yeah.
Are you ready, Ingeborg?
Yes.
What are you going to create yourself as? Just off the cuff. Off the top of your head.
As a model.
As a what?
As a
say it again, I didn't hear the word.
A model. A model.
I thought you said a mother.
No.
A model. You mean you are the
role model.
A role model. Yes, I think that's a smart idea. And what's that role model going to look like? Basically, is it going to be a woman?
Yes.
And is it going to have all the womanly attributes?
Yes.
And is it going to be a brilliant singer and a brilliant speaker and a brilliant writer? Woohoo! Maybe a brilliant painter? You know? Maybe a brilliant musician? Yeah. You sit down, you see, now, when you've got this show going for yourself, you can do anything. You sit at the piano and you play like any great musician would play. You pick up a violin, you know, like Mozart, and you start playing it. Have you never done it before? And then someone says, I just can't remember the name of that, the words for that song. And you say, what's the name? And they say, blah, blah. And you say, da, 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 da. Instantly you have it in your mind. And you say, Herb, that is joke talk, you know.
No.
That's stupid talk. No, when you are one as all, when you are connected without filters to your divine mind, all this is available to you. We should really have a course in disconnecting or disabling or removing or something to our filters in our physical brain, which keeps us from recognizing just who and what we are. Wouldn't that be interesting? Be very interesting. I challenge each one of you now to think about that and come up with something, how you would suggest that we could go about removing, not removing the filters, but overriding the filters so that they just are like they're not even there.
Jumping.
Well, you want it to be a clear slate. Like the filters are moved aside and no longer there. They'll always be existing because you have
the allness. There.
But you don't want that allness part in your life and in your experience. Now, how would we do that? What would be some of the things we would do? Well, one of the first things we do is start to make affirmations. We would start affirming the truth about ourselves. The next thing we would do would be to start making affirmations, affirming the truth about ourselves. And the next thing we do is make affirmations and affirm the truth about ourselves. And then we might just do what we are affirming too, and we think what we are affirming, and we might live what we are affirming, and so you watch out what kind of things you're affirming. I can't do this, I don't know that, I'm sick, I'm this. No. I am whole and perfect. I'm a divine expression of a divine idea, which is absolutely whole and perfect, which is absolutely wonderful. Can you see that?
Yes.
It's neat, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Now, are you ready for that?
Yes.
Are you ready for an experience like that?
Yes.
I am. So, let's go for it.
Yes.
I do only good. That's what good means. I do only good. Well, have a nice evening as you contemplate these thoughts. And in the morning, I want to report from everyone that it is done now. I love you. I love you. I love you.